Dura Moon started out in the world as Mark Underwood. That was a long time ago, back when the percussionist slash composer slash DJ slash producer was a young member of the University of North Texas's drumline. Before he moved to Puerto Rico from Goshen, Indiana, he became a Yoruban high priest and began creating electronic music that channeled the African diaspora. Dura Moon leads the ensemble Ife, and their debut album, Eji Okbe, is now out. And he joins us now from the studios of the CBC in Montreal. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, we covered a lot of ground in that intro, so let's peel it back just a bit. Tell us about those days on the drumline.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Goshen, Indiana, and I got really into drum and bugle corps, which is sort of this circuit that tours sort of the Midwest, some of the West Coast and the East Coast as well. And the University of North Texas had this monster drum line that everybody that played in these private groups from all over the country would go to the University of North Texas and beat up on other university drum lines. So when I came there as a freshman, I already knew the names of everyone on the drumline because I'd studied their styles and just sort of knew who they were. So that first year, I guess there was maybe one slot open and maybe 250 people trying out, and I ended up getting it and was able to drum and win a national championship with the University of North Texas. Playing in a drumline, you sort of become anonymous. You're playing and trying to synchronize with the drummers that are around you, playing together to be able to make a higher expression happen. There's room for improvisation and there's room to express yourself, but it's a group experience.
Let me ask you this, because I read that some of your earliest musical influences came from tapes that your father listened to on his Walkman. I remember Walkmans.
Yeah.
I mean, no one that's any younger than 30 would remember what a Walkman is. But that's when he worked at a gas meter reader back in Indiana. What were some of those songs on that Walkman?
I mean, he gave me James Brown, like, you know, I'm Black and I'm Proud, Sly and the Family Stone, The Greatest Hits. That was one of the tapes that I remember really burning up. Bob Marley, Parliament, Funkadelic. I mean, you know, he was just walking. He was on his feet all day. And so he would get a tape and sort of burn it out and, you know, shoot it my way. So,
do you still have that Walkman by any chance?
I don't have the Walkman, but I do have a lot of those tapes.
Do actually. You really? Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so you're from Indiana, you go to Puerto Rico, your parents, Mennonites, and you come to the Yoruba faith. How did that happen?
Well, in 99, I was booked to DJ like a sort of millennial party in St. Thomas, and one of the groups that was also booked was a rumba group, and most of the rumberos that were there were santeros or practicantes of the Yoruba religion. And so I was there with them, and then there was also a Nigerian drummer and dancer that was booked at the same party. And the Puerto Rican rumba group and the Nigerian got along really well musically because the Puerto Ricans were singing in Yoruba, and the Nigerian spoke Yoruba and he could understand them completely, and he was really kind of blown away. He said, "Hey, you guys have an accent that sounds like my great-great-grandfather." And, you know, as an African American, seeing these guys from Puerto Rico be able to communicate directly on a spiritual level and a musical level from someone from the continent in such a profound way was just very impacting for me. You know, in this practice, the idea of praying without singing or singing without dance just doesn't really exist. I think that's kind of what people are feeling in some ways when they listen to Ife's record. There's a deep sense of spirituality, sort of, I'm not sure what the English word is, imbued maybe, into the music in a way that whether you understand English, Spanish, or Yoruba, you're going to get a sense of what we're trying to get across regardless, because the meaning and the intent behind the words and the chants are so powerful.
Tell us about the song House of Love, because I read it helped you deal with the death of your brother.
One of the beautiful things about this practice is we commune with our ancestors on a daily basis, and we try to develop a give and receive sort of exchange with them. And so House of Love is really just talking about that in a general level, the idea of our ancestors are with us after death, and we can communicate with them and share from them and learn from them.
Now, before you go, I gotta ask this, because we hear a lot of debate about cultural appropriation. Now, if you were a white drummer from Indiana who changed his life, went to Puerto Rico, ended up in the same place you are now, I know people would have an issue with it. So why shouldn't we with you?
I mean, I don't think that I would have an issue with it. For me, race is another box, another source of confinement. I didn't choose to play that game. White Europeans are the winners in that game. They made it up. They defined it. And so I'm trying to, you know, shed those layers as much as possible, with all respect to the struggle that I'm a part of. You know, this is a practice that was waiting for me and because of the transatlantic slave trade, but it's a practice that anyone can gain from. You know, I'm nobody's judge and jury either, man. If, you know, my neighbor who ended up being a crack addict, which was a white kid, was able to find peace and guidance inside of this religion, more power to him. I mean, I'm never going to try and hold anybody back from evolving as a person, as a human being, and no one's going to hold me back either.
But to Ramon of the band Ife, and their new album is called Edgy Ogbe. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Sure. Thanks, man.